Could you walk through a little bit more about that trial specifically and what they looked at, what they found, and also what they saw in terms of toxicity with ipi/nivo combination in patients with lung cancer? Obviously, it's been used with melanoma a lot.
Yes. So the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab was prospectively investigated in the CheckMate 227. And this was a rather large, huge trial. These were more than 1,000 patients, and we had one cohort of PD-L1 positive tumors and one large cohort of PD-L1 negative tumors. And primarily, the question was whether the combination of ipilimumab and nivolumab is superior to platinum-based chemotherapy. So this was investigated in the PD-L1 positive and in the PD-L1 negative tumors. And we had two co-primary endpoints. So far, we only have seen one of them. So the first co-primary endpoint has been overall survival in the PD-L1 positive tumors. So we are still waiting for these results. But perhaps more importantly, the second co-primary endpoint was progression-free survival in the group of patients with high tumor mutational burden. And here we have seen a clear benefit favoring the combination of ipilimumab and nivolumab. Looking on tolerability, well, we have seen, let's say, constitutional toxicities, we have seen GI toxicities, and we also have seen other toxicities associated with the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab. And the majority of this side effect is related to the dose of ipilimumab. So we have done a lot of work reducing the dose of ipilimumab. Currently, we are using 1 mg every 6 weeks. And with that dose, we could lower the frequency of CTC3 and 4, which means clinically relevant adverse events, down to 31%. And this is quite consistent across all trials using the combination of ipilimumab and nivolumab in patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer. We have to be aware this is a specific toxicity, and we have to educate the doctors, we have to educate the patients. If there are any signs of GI toxicity, really to contact the doctor. But for the majority of the patients, this combination seems to work very well.